In today's gospel, Jesus compares our lives to the seeds of the sower. We are planted in certain conditions, and this influences how we receive the good news, that the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus says this good news produces different results in those who hear it. This depends on where the seed is sown, the environment, the quality of the soil, and other horticultural factors that Jesus doesn't delve into. The seed in good soil goes on to endure for generations to come. The bad seeds die. So, what is the good news really? The kingdom of heaven is near. I do not believe that this is a far-flung utopia, but rather one here on earth. I believe that God entrusts their creations with freedom, freedom to struggle, to grow, and to co-create. God entrusts us to cultivate the kingdom. Blessing us with love, grace, and tenderness, we are invited to mirror God's love to one another and invited to see all people as God does, precious and beloved. The kingdom is hope for the downtrodden, release to those held captive, and freedom for all those experiencing oppression. The kingdom is God's boundless love and saving grace. It is justice, equity, and compassion in human relationships. And this kingdom is what Jesus works to create during his lifetime. It is the work that we are called to continue. Adrienne Marie Brown, author, activist, and healer, says this, "All of organizing is science fiction. We are bending the future together into something we have never experienced. A world where everyone experiences abundance, access, pleasure, human rights, dignity, freedom, transformative justice, and peace. We long for this. We believe it is possible." End quote. We are continuously imagining the kind of world we want to live in, and we create the structures that support the vision. And to be clear, it's rarely easy or simple. It is work. It requires labor, consistency, trust, and mutual support. But it is the work of the Spirit and the way to the kingdom. So given the good news and given this parable, I have questions. And if you know me at all, you know I have some pushback. Is everyone capable of embodying the good news and cultivating the kingdom of heaven here on earth? What do we need to make it possible for all people to be part of this co-creation process? I believe all people are called to be in relationship with each other and in the process of cultivating transformative practices. As Jesus says in this parable, this is possible with access to good soil as we hear this good news and seek to embody it. First, we need to ask ourselves, what is good soil and how do we recognize it? In nature, soil that we would consider good and hospitable to plant growth is rich in nutrients. Those nourish the plant. Good soil gets these nutrients through access to sunlight, water, and organic matter that decomposes and enriches said soil. We recognize good soil in that it's accompanied by biodiversity. There are a variety of plants sprouting from the soil, and those plants might be different from year to year. We recognize good soil because it is stable, yet resilient to change. Those resources that it has access to allow it to adapt to a changing environment. How do we cultivate good soil? Through biodiversity. Biodiversity is the antidote to monoculture, which is the practice of producing a single crop in a space at a time. Monoculture crops are susceptible to diseases and highly affected by adversity. Biodiversity is the variety of living organisms in a particular habitat or ecosystem. Biodiversity creates a thriving environment for all life in that particular place. Greater diversity creates more links of cooperation and allows all beings to be sustained. Biodiversity teaches us that we are indeed interconnected and interdependent. What is good soil for us to be planted in? Well, very similar to that of the plant world. Good soil is rich in resources. It gives access to education, housing, food, healthcare, emotional support, and love. We recognize good soil in our lives when we have no concern for basic needs and are thus able to focus on higher level concerns, as reflected in the famous psychologist Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Good life soil is diverse. We are surrounded by a variety of people with different identities and life experiences, and thus our capacity for understanding others is large. This diversity makes us grounded, stable, yet resilient to change. It also helps us in our capacity to change as we learn and grow throughout our lives. We cultivate this good soil of life by resisting monoculture of the mind. We can hold multitudes in our minds. We invite new thoughts and ideas and till them into our existing ones. We share resources as we acknowledge that we are, indeed, interconnected and interdependent. We recognize the abundance we have and seek to share it. We understand, as it says in Genesis, that we are blessed so that we will be a blessing. We know good soil, and those of us who live in this valley are living in the good soil, both literally and metaphorically. And I venture to guess that many of us know we are privileged to live in this abundance. So it's on us, who live in this good soil, to do the work to invite all into imagining the kingdom. That means taking our abundance and widening access to this circle of resources. The author Toni Morrison puts it this way. I tell my students, when you get these jobs that you have been so brilliantly trained for, just remember that your real job is that if you are free, you need to free somebody else. If you have some power, then your job is to empower somebody else. This is not just a grab bag candy game. End quote. I'd like to pause now and say that I fully believe that God gives each of us autonomy and agency. I believe in and promise to affirm and promote the first principle of Unitarian Universalism, the inherent worth and dignity of every person. I believe God loves each being, without regard to what they do or don't do, because of that inherent worth and dignity. We don't have to do anything to earn that. We are already precious and beloved to our God. In this parable, the seeds that are not planted in good soil are portrayed as bad seeds. But the seed that feeds the bird provides nourishment and lives on in that creature. And the seed planted in rocky terrain and dies quickly returns to the earth as nourishment for the soil. And the seed swallowed by the weeds, too, goes back to the land to serve in other ways. There are no bad seeds. We are all good and holy and loved by God. We don't choose the soil we are planted in. We don't choose what environment we come to life in. That has been chosen for us, and especially in the U.S., has been predetermined based on our racial makeup. Those of us with access need to recognize that and work to increase access to life-giving environments and sustainable structures. We need to share resources and create a culture of community care. Fannie Lou Hamer once said, "Nobody's free until everybody's free." And that is true. By ensuring the rights and support of the most marginalized in our communities, we ensure the rights and support of everybody in the community. I believe in this. I believe in the possibility of the future. I believe in people. I believe in the potential for growth, abundance, and harvest for all people. May we make it so.